Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, welcome to the show. We live from Harlem. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. We in the building. Shout out to everybody on iHeart, iTunes, Amazon Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Acast, Anchor, and all the other platforms. I can't say them all. All the other platforms we on. Welcome to the show. As promised, we promised you guys a very, very classy and dope show today. We have Miss Chocolate Steele in the building. Are you there, Miss Chocolate Steele?
Yes, I am. Hey, Big Stu. Hey, everybody.
Hey, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you back. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Oh yeah, you still there? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we also have Mr. Dean Jackson on there. I gotta give a shout out to him. Mr. Dean Jackson is on the line from Jackson Promotions.
Thank you.
So we here. We're not here. We've been playing the new song. I know you got a new project. Tell us what's been going on since the last time we have seen you.
Yeah, I know, right? The last time I saw you, we were doing another show together, and I came to one of your places to perform, and
yes,
it was a nice venue there as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So since I've seen you last, I've been in a studio. Was in a studio, new song, three new songs, as a matter of fact, and. Getting them produced, and now they're all ready, and so now I'm back. Full
all right. So what keeps you in the game? You know, like what's your motivation?
My motivation is the love of music and creativity, and reaching out to people with, you know, things that I create, and seeing the response of how they like it and appreciate it, and how they engage with it. And that's what keeps me going.
Now, being a vet in the game, like, you know, how do you feel about when you do any of these new artists inspire you?
I don't know about inspire, but what I can say is you can learn something from everyone. So, you know, that's what I would say. You can learn something from everybody.
Like, if you had the power to change something in the music business, like, what would it be?
The power to change something. Oh, okay. I know what it would be. It's a pretty tight-knit group, you know, and anybody who's in the business or been in the business or tried to get in would know. I would like it to be a little more open to people who actually have talent, you know, because a lot of it is about who you know and, you know, what you know and how much of the business you know. It's mostly business. 99% business, 1% music. So I like it to be a little more open for those new up-and-coming artists who are interested in getting into the business and have talent, you know, people who are in the business, you know, for a while, like reaching out and, like, helping them a little bit more. That's what I would change.
How has it been for you with the corona? Like, how has it been doing, you know, to perform or actually, like, even just to go to the studio? And how has it affect your music, this corona epidemic?
Wow. Well, I call it the plague. So the plague has been really, you know, eye-opening, if you will. I had just finished my project before this had happened. So I was already done with going to the studio and all of those things. I was already into the mastering process at that time, especially with this project. But in terms of trying to promote it more and, you know, doing shows at venues and things of that nature, that's how it affected me. It kept me from being able to the songs like I would have been able to, like, during the summer.
I had seen you, like, in a video perform, like, with a live band. Do you prefer to perform with a band live or with your music, like, you know, how they do it now when you bring it on? Now it's not a DAC now. Now it's like a drive, a hard drive, or a thumb drive. Which one do you prefer to perform as?
Now, I could do either or, but if I had a preference, I love the live band. Oh, yeah. I love the live band because the energy that we get from each other, and we play off each other and throw that onto the audience, and they're feeling it, and everybody moving and having a good time. I would pick a live band, but I could do either one.
Now, what's your creative process like? How do you pick songs, and how do you know which way you want, what direction you want to go when you're in the studio? Do you write all your own music, or do you collaborate with someone?
Well, usually what I do is I'll have a producer and I'll listen to a bunch of different beats, a bunch of different melodies, things of that nature. And, you know, my process is fairly simple. I know sometimes when I tell people what it is, they just look at me, but it's the truth. And this is what my process is. I listen to different melodies, and if I'm feeling it, I'll hear the words to the melody. Like, the words will come at me. Like, I can hear it in the music. The music is giving me the words. And then I'll write my hook, and then I'll go from there and write the lyric, write the verses. That's my process.
All right. Now, we got a song called Brand New Day. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Brand New Day, that song is just what it says, brand new day, everything new, starting out, you know, coming at you, like this, things being new and different, and that's really what it is, a brand new day. And if you listen to it, a lot of people will get a lot of different things from it, and that's what I like. When I write that way intentionally so that everybody could feel something from it and relate to it. But it's really about just starting over and starting fresh and having a brand new day.
All right. So we're going to get into that song right now. Miss Chocolate Still, we got her in the building. It's a brand new day. We're going to be jamming. You know when we play the hot joints on Beef Stew Radio. Let's do it, y'all.
Things aren't always what they seem. People don't always say what they mean. I've been living in a dream, blind and could not see what's really real. I've been fooled for far too long. Think we're going strong, but that's not true. You're really good at make-believe. Being fake is something that you do. Nothing you ever say could ever be real. It's okay, I'm growing strong from it. Gonna keep on moving on from it. It's gonna be a brand new day.
Brand new day. It's a brand new day. And I'm gonna have my way. No matter.
Chocolate still in the building. That's brand new day. You know, that song is kind of fitting for this weekend with what's going on politically right now. It's kind of, do you feel your music is going to be like, you know, like how when Curtis Mayfield and certain people made music, it was like for the times, and your song right now fit the times. Do you feel that song is like that?
I do feel like that song is like that. And the funny thing is, I wrote that song last year. So I wrote it like long before any of this was going on. And when I saw what was going on, I was like, I can't say too much about it because I like people to hear it and then come up with what they feel about it. Because I can tell you anything, but what do you feel from it? You know? So I completely agree with you on the it's fitting the times right now. Like, we need a brand new day right now, you know, and it's going to be a brand new day. And you just got to wait and be patient and, you know, follow the rules and keep safe and protect yourself, you know. And another part of that is, like, don't let anybody tell you what you can do, you know. It's your time to shine. After this, we get through this, it's your time to shine. And you do that. And you don't let nobody stop you, no matter what they say.
Is it ever a time when what's going on in the world politically gets into your creative space and you write towards that?
Politically, no. No, not politically. I that doesn't creep into my creative atmosphere. You know? There's a lot always going on with politics, so I never let that creep into what I'm doing creatively.
Now,
I understand.
Now, you know, the EP Real Deal. You worked with A-Train Productions. How was it working with them, getting the project together?
Well, that, you're talking about the old EP, Real Deal?
Oh, yeah, I mean, did you work with them on anything on the new stuff that you're doing?
No, I worked with two different producers this time. I worked with Keith Kemper and Peter McLean. And the new EP is called Get It Straight.
Get It Straight. Okay. All right. Well, now I'm sorry about that. We'll make sure we get that clear.
Yeah.
Now.
No, but
that's a strong name.
It's funny, it just happened like that, right?
Yeah. It's just timing, I guess, you know. What do you want people to feel like when they listen to it? What do you want them to come out of that after they listen to the whole? So how many songs is on there? 5, 7?
No, it's three on
three,
the EP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm,
so what do you,
mm-hmm.
So how,
and
what
so
do
we
when
have,
you, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say we have We Don't Rock on there, which you're familiar with, because you've been gracious in playing it. Thank you. I appreciate you.
That's
and
like
your
a theme
support
song
all
here
the
right
time.
Now.
All right. And we have, I'm glad to hear that. We Are Winners. That's on there. And Brand New Day.
So it kind of sounds like,
you
are just preaching, not preaching, but singing good music and good vibes.
Yeah, that's right. Good music, good vibes.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you yourself had to say, if you had to put together a band and, you know, some other singers that you would love to sing with, who would be that super group that you wouldn't mind being with any artist that you could pick?
Oh, boy. Let me see. I like Bruno Mars right now. I've liked him for a long time. He's got that style, you know, where I feel like you can't put him in a box, and that's how I feel. When I'm creating, I don't want to be put in a box. I don't want to be said, oh, you sing this and you sing that, you know. I sing what I sing. If I hear a melody and a beat and it's a rock type of melody or something, and I can hear some words to it, then I'm going to write a rock type song, you know. So I would say Bruno Mars.
Now, younger artists probably listening to this show right now with, you know, just getting into the game, very fresh in the game. What other advice could you give a female artist that's listening to you and want to get to your level?
Well, let me see. What would I tell her? I would tell her, don't be afraid, big. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't do what you're trying to accomplish. Also, I would say, you know, during the process, you know, remember to be kind with yourself and patient with the process, as it's going to take time. And don't forget to have self-care, because it's important to do things for ourselves while we're working hard. It'll make us feel better. Pamper yourself, meditate, exercise, rest and relax. Nothing is more important than your health. And I would tell her, while she's on her journey to greatness, do anything that will make you feel uncomfortable ethically or morally, because you'll probably regret it at a point in time. And stay true to yourself, because you're good enough as you are.
That's good advice.
And keep it pushing.
Now, with saying that, it leads me to my next question, to the next song, We Are Winners. What was the inspiration when you put that one together?
I wanted to put something together where people could feel good about having a friend or being in a relationship or having a business partner, and that just that good feeling of somebody that you know that you got their back and they got your back, and you know that whatever happens, y'all gonna get it done. That's what that song is about.
All right. So y'all know how we do it. Once again, we playing the hits. We playing the hot joints. We out here Sunday night with Miss Chocolate still in the building and Mr. Dean Jackson on the low end of the background. So we're going to play this one, We Are Winners, because all of us right here, we are winners. Let's do it.
That's one.
No doubt about it, forever. That's the way
we're winners.
No doubt about it,
we're winners.
Stand up and shout it together. No doubt about it, when we're together. When I see your face and I see you smile,
baby,
makes me want to stay.
Baby,
moving forward to touch the stars.
hustling, finding the world is all. When we're together, yes, we are.
Winners.
When we're together,
yes,
you go
yes,
far.
Winners.
When we're together,
yes,
it will be.
Winners.
When we're together,
yes, we'll win.
No doubt about it.
We'll win.
Stand up and shout it
together.
No doubt about it.
Forever,
that's the way.
We'll win.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Forever.
When we're together,
we'll win.
No doubt about it.
We'll win.
Stand up and shout it
together.
No doubt about it.
Forever.
That's the way.
We'll win.
No doubt about it.
We'll win.
Stand up and shout it
together.
No doubt about it. When we're together.
Yes, yes, yes. Another hot joint.
There we go.
Another hot joint. Now, there's some things you got when you're not doing music and stuff. Would you like to tell us about it?
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, sure. Why not? I do a few things. Right now, I have a award. I've had that for about 2 years, chocolate steel water.
Mm.
So refreshing. It'll make you want to sing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tagline. It's purified water. It's delicious. It's better than a lot of other waters out here. I'm not going to name any names, but I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, my water is fresh, it's clear, it's crisp, it tastes good. I also have a hand sanitizer. It's a hand sanitizer gel, and it's a cucumber melon scent. And so I had the water in the store, in a supermarket on Utica Avenue, but now I'm going to start selling it on my website and maybe some other venues, you know, other vendors like Amazon. But first it'll be on my website.
Wow, that's deep. How did it – you come about, and what made you decide to, you know, get into that?
Like I said, the water I had for about 2 years, and I was just looking into different things because I like, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I'm always, anyone who knows me knows that. You know, I have a lot of licenses. I have my real estate license. I just, you know, I wasn't able to do that this summer because, you know, the pandemic came out and slowed everybody down. But I got into the water because I was looking for something else to do, but I wanted to do something healthy as well. So I got into the water. And then just this year I got the hand sanitizer because for obvious reasons,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need it, you know. And then there was a lot of price gouging with the hand sanitizers and all of that. And I was like, that's not right. So that's what I decided to do about it. Get my own.
Now, how do you juggle that? Like, how do you juggle that to be like an entrepreneur? Then you also basically running your music career. Then you also running the water, the hand sanitizer. How do you juggle all those things and find time for your personal life and just to be balanced?
Well, that's part of the self-care. You know, like I said, I had to learn that because a few years back, I would just like run myself down, you know, until I just can't get out of bed the next day after all of that running for months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a balance. Like you said. Yes.
Excuse me for cutting in, but aren't you an educator as well?
Yes, I am. I didn't get to that yet.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm trying to keep it, you know, I'm trying to ease my way on through.
Okay, all right.
Things people think you're crazy after a while, right? Like,
yeah.
What? But, yeah, I balance it through meditation, exercise, just resting and relaxing, learning to say no. me and Dean, we had that conversation the other day. Like, you have to know to say no to people.
Right.
Even though you want to do stuff for people, you want to help them, you know, you want to show them you're there for them, but you can't do anything for anybody if you're not there for yourself.
Right.
Well, that's how I balance it. I learned to say no.
Right.
And I learned to do things to make me stay whole. And, yes, I'm also a teacher. I'm an educator. I'm a New York City public high school teacher. And I do that, too.
Now,
yeah.
I want to talk to you about that with the COVID. Are you in school now or are you teaching online?
I'm teaching remotely right now.
Oh. Was that, you know, that was your choice or was that just the school just?
Well, I don't want to get too much into it, but that's what happened with the school that I'm with.
All right. Well, you know, I applaud you because you're definitely an essential worker, so that's like crazy to be an artist and to be, you know, as a black woman, do you find challenges in each and every one of those businesses and entrepreneur things that you're into, even teaching?
See, I'm a different kind of thinker. I don't look for obstacles based on the color of my skin, although we all know that they are there. But I make sure that I get the education that I need and I get the credentials that I need and the certifications and the licenses and everything. And then I'm coming at you. And there's not much you could do with me, but let me do what I'm doing because I'm qualified.
Now, when I was really, and I'm not even really talking about your skin, I'm just talking about as a woman, because sometimes, you know, and unfortunately in this world, women get the, you know, they don't get judged by their work, you know, or their worth. And I just was wondering, like, even in the business of trying to create your own hand sanitizer or things like that, did you bump into challenges and stuff that you had to overcome?
Just challenges like being heard on how I wanted it and how I wanted it to look, you know, just letting it be known that I'm not asking a question on this. I'm making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're working for me in a certain context, then, and I'm asking you, and I'm going to just give you a specific example of something that came right into my mind when you asked on creating the label and how I wanted the lettering to look, then that's what you should do. You should do what I'm asking you to do because I'm not saying it to you in a bad or a nasty way. I'm always being polite and respectful as I want you to treat me. So just like that thing with the man thing, maybe like, oh, no, I don't want to change this, but I'm not asking you if you want to. I'm telling you that's what you need to do, you know, that kind of thing.
Those are actually the things I was talking about. Like, that's actually, like, you know, the things I'm talking about sometimes. You know, I've seen that myself in the workforce, and especially when I used to work for the city, I used to be a shop steward, and I had a lot of female employees who went through stuff like that, you know, that, you know, they didn't get their verse heard over. They might have been, had the same title as somebody, and they versed it, you know, they didn't take their opinion or stuff on something. So you answered exactly what I wanted you to answer. Now, another thing is, like, 4 years from now, where you see yourself?
Oh, okay. So there's one thing I didn't tell you that I'm doing. Also, and that came into my mind when you said that. 4 years, definitely still in the music, entertaining, writing, singing. Who knows, maybe writing for other people as well. And also, I'm partly through my cosmetology program. I'm also doing that now, too. So having my own salon, you know, or spa, if you will, definitely see myself with that.
I could see a spa where you probably be singing and they could get some hand sanitizer and some good water all at the same time, huh? A one stop.
That's right. You see the vision. That's what I'm talking about.
I hear you.
Walk out with some nice water, good hand sanitizer, smelling nice, looking nice, got your hair done and your face done, hey, that's right. One-stop shop. Chocolate Steel.
Now, you got the song. You got the song We Don't Rock, and it got that feel from like back in the days, you know, like when we was pop locking and we was roller skating, and it takes me back to that when I listen to it. It reminds me of being in USA or Skate Key or something like that. Was that your was you going for that feel when you made this song?
Well, you know, I didn't mind having that old throwback feel to it because, to me, that's always good music. You know what I'm saying? Any song that I play now from a throwback is still moving and grooving. So it's, mm-hmm. like, timeless. So, yes. Yes, that was part of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you said skating because I used to skate, too. I loved it. Yeah.
Empire. Yeah, Empire roller rink. Skate.
Yeah, Empire, all that.
That's
skating,
right.
Skating, Empire, USA. You know, it just,
yeah,
when
Rocky.
I first heard it, it just reminded me of that. You know, like, it just reminded me of something that I was skating to and gave me that good feel. Like, you know, had, like, songs like Good Time. It had the uppity, you know, Good Times or Bounce Skate. It had that type of feel to it and that type of, you know, and I don't know the type of aura to it for me, you know. Sometimes I judge music too much. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want. I want somebody to hear the music and feel what they feel. You felt that. Somebody might feel something else. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Feel what you feel. As long as you feel something when you hear my music, that's the point.
Well, how could people, like, stay in contact with you? How could they hear your music and follow you and do all that stuff right there?
Well, I have Facebook, Chocolate Steel, and Twitter, @ChocolateSteel. And those are two ways that they can follow me. I'm working on my website. I had to revamp it, so it'll be up in the next 2 weeks. But that'll be chocolatesteel.com, and that'll be a good place to go because there'll be a lot of nice stuff on there. You know, there'll be things on there for you to buy, you know, read, look at.
Excuse me. We got the little emergency in the building, but sorry, go ahead, finish.
Yeah. So there'll be a lot of stuff on there for them to look at. So that's a place that they really need to go. My Facebook, Chocolate Steel, Twitter, @ChocolateSteel, and ChocolateSteel.com. That's my website, ChocolateSteel.com.
All right. Now,
can I ask something, Chocolate? Where can they buy it?
Okay, so they'll be able to get it in about 2 weeks on CD Baby and Amazon and iTunes and those type of places.
There you go.
Is there a video coming soon?
Well, we got to talk about that. I haven't thought about that yet, but there's no limit, so that could be coming as well.
All right. Well, just to let you know, man, you know, when you do get the video, we would love to play it on Beach 2 Radio TV. And once this corona get a little bit better and we can get back people into the studio, we would love to have you come up and do it again with you on the show and see how everything's been. And see how everything's been since we talked today.
That sounds good. I would love to do that. It'd be good to see you again too, Big Stu.
No doubt. So we're going to get into this joint. We're glad that we're going to thank Miss Chocolate Steel for being in the building. We always thank for being blessed with Mr. Jackson always in the background on the low. We thanks for you being in the show too, my brother. And once again, you know you got our support here, and we're going to head on out with this hot joint right now. We Don't Rock, you know what I'm saying? I like the title, too. You know, the title's dope, too, because the title's catchy. That's what the kids are saying. They'd be like, we don't rock, you know? I don't rock with that, you know?
Don't forget to tune in to Beef Stew Radio. Hot show, baby.
Yeah.
You understand?
Thank
Make
you.
Sure you tune in.
All right, so we're going to head on out. On this Sunday,
okay.
Said goodnight, and we thank you, Miss Steel, for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule, as we can see, and spending a little 30 to 40 minutes with us. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
All right.
All right, let's rock, y'all.
Good night.
All right, Kev.
Good night.